This is Party Line on WILO 1570 AM and 96.9 FM. At your side since 1960. This is your forum for public opinion and comment. The opinions expressed on this show do not necessarily represent the views of WILO management, employees, or sponsors. If you're listening live at 8:30, you're invited to give us a call locally at 765-659-3338 or toll free at 1-800-447-4463. If you're listening to this program on our afternoon encore broadcast, don't call, just enjoy the show. Now let's join Party Line on 1570 AM and 96.9 FM WILO.
Welcome to Party Line on this TGIF. Want to thank our sponsors, Susan Casper, State Farm Insurance, like a good neighbor, Susan is there, Encompass Credit Union, community minded just like you, Milner Healthcare, Ivy Tech Community College, changing lives, Simple Time Antique, step back into a simple time, and ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, your free local online newspaper. Plus our telecast online at HoosierLandTV.com, made possible by the Farmers Bank, Gems Heating and Air Conditioning, Schultz IGA, Home National Bank, ProBike Computer Sales and Service, and Wilson Farm Market. I'm Kevin Keith, joined in the studio by WILO News Director Ken Hartman and WILO Little of Everything guy, Bill Gant.
How you doing?
Morning, guys.
Hello.
Good morning. Little of Everything might be right.
Yeah. That's a good thing, though. So I invited Bill in this morning so we could have open phones, and we've kind of put together a show here.
Yeah.
But Ken was taken off. What meeting do you have this morning, Ken?
I have the Clinton County School Safety Commission here in about half hour.
Oh, yeah. Okay, very cool. So there was something really neat that they're doing that you and I were talking about the other day. What was that?
This is they're having a presentation about the National Weather Service Preparedness Program.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I'm very interested to see what this is, because maybe it's something that we can use and help things out a little bit. I'm just very interested to see what this is.
Yeah, me too, because we're all weather nerds here, most of us. And, it'll be Severe Weather Preparedness Week here in April.
Right, and plus all the fact is, as much as weather as we do, anything we can have, give little tidbits we can get to help us out, helps out a lot.
So. Every little bit helps.
Right.
But we did want to have you on this morning, Ken, because we wanted to just offer a big Casper Media, Kevin Keith, and Bill Gant, congratulations to you.
Thank you.
For yesterday.
Yes, congratulations, Ken.
Yeah, he was named the Employee of the Year in Clinton County. And I got thinking about this last night. And Bill Gant, in full disclosure, he came over to my house last night, and you and I hung out for a couple hours.
Yes.
And we were talking about this, about how dedicated Ken really is.
Oh, yeah.
You know, Ken told me the first day I was hired on here, he said, I had almost a stroke about 10 years ago or 8 years ago.
I have had.
And my outlook on life is different. And I try to live every day to the fullest.
There we go.
I am going to tell you how I feel,
which I do. He does.
And I thought, okay, we'll see where this goes with this guy, right? But Ken and I have developed a good friendship personally and professionally, and I just want to say, Ken, I was thinking about it last night. You're probably the most reliable employee that I've ever had, including Papa John's and Dollar General.
Wow, you're a
Dollar General.
Here,
yes,
that's
and
rare.
Dollar General, where I've managed before. Okay,
yes. Yeah.
So, Ken, I thank you all the time, man. But it's just this is a great recognition and well deserved. And thanks again for everything you do.
Thanks a lot. I appreciate it very much.
And thanks for your friendship too outside of work, because we got to get along, right?
That's right. Well, you got to like the people you work with.
Yeah.
To me, that's a key to what you have to do if you want to have a successful place, a successful business. You got to get along.
Yeah, and of course, Ken had no idea this was coming.
Yeah,
that's what floored me.
That's what caught him off guard. And it's like sometimes you get so caught up in the day to day of your work and stuff. Sometimes we become your family.
Mm-hmm.
Right? It's like, you're part of my family. I'm part of your family. You know?
Absolutely.
I mean, we got to stick together. And so I think that's what caught Ken off guard yesterday the most, getting the recognition from his peers.
And especially when we spent the last weekend in St. Louis. And I'm kind of like, okay.
Yeah.
You know, you think, okay, somebody's going to drop it somewhere.
Yeah.
And nobody did.
No. Well, Russ Casper was the only one who knew anything about this, and he did mention it to me about a month ago, but he told me not to say a word, and I literally had forgot about it until he pulled up yesterday and said, Ken won! So there's a full picture and article here at ClintonCountyDailyNews.com. And I'm going to let you go, Ken, because I know you got to get across town. But I just wanted to say congratulations.
Thank you very much. I greatly appreciate that.
Yeah. All right. Now get back to work, all right?
All right.
Now Ken.
Yes, sir. Sergeant.
Ken, are you going to take that award and leave it on the wall, or now will you just take that with you to every meeting you go to? Hi, I'm Ken Hartman. How's it going? Employee of the year. How you doing?
It's sitting on my table at home.
Okay.
Oh, nice.
I was
going to
say.
So, good deal.
All right. Thanks,
all right.
Guys.
Hey, thank you, Ken. All right. So I did want to do a quick rundown here, Bill, of the awards they gave out yesterday.
Yes.
And we'll do that in just a minute. First, I want to play this real quick soundbite we got from Shan Sheridan on Ken Hartman yesterday.
Okay. I know you're a humble guy. You don't care about recognition, but no more deserving person than to get this award. You're at every meeting. You're constantly there. You're always behind the scenes. You report not only the news, but you do it accurately, and you care. That's beyond that. You care. You're compassionate, and we greatly appreciate you. Without you in our community, a lot of this wouldn't happen because you report it and you help us celebrate it, and we thank you for it.
And Ken is there.
Oh, for sure. Like we were talking last night, you know, Ken gets up at 3:30 in the morning, comes in here by 4, does all that work in the morning, comes in on party line.
Sure.
If there's severe weather, then there's more stuff to do, does stuff all afternoon, goes home in the evening for just a little bit, then to a meeting uptown till 9 or 10 o'clock, then gets up at 3 o'clock and does it all over, and then does weekend show. He does a live call-in show on the weekend.
Right.
Yeah, it's exhausting if you listen to Ken Hartman's job.
Yeah.
So
I aspire to have the energy Ken has when I'm his age a few years from
now. I mean, you know? At 46 he is really getting around. It's amazing.
He's doing good. Of course, Ken doesn't smoke. I heard you and Todd talking. He doesn't do coffee.
He
tries to be pretty healthy. So congratulations again, Ken Hartman, employee of the year in Clinton County. So first, the Skywatch weather forecast is rain likely today. Steady temperature around 37. Chance of rain on and off today, about 70%. Tonight, cloudy, 50% chance of rain, maybe mixed with snow, a low down to 31, and snow tomorrow, too, maybe mixed with rain. Snow accumulation around an inch, maybe, with steady temperatures at 35. Now, Saturday night, cloudy, 30% chance of snow, maybe mixed with rain. Temperature of around 32 and cloudy with a high 35 on Sunday. So it looks pretty dry, Bill, after Sunday. So we might be next week. Yeah, upper 30s. So we'll take it.
Yeah.
Not much we can do about it.
That's right.
38 now from your official weather station, WILO, with Brant Fuller, city councilman, coming in at 9 o'clock this morning. He's on vacation, and then he called me last night, and I said, "What's up, Brant?" And he said, "I'd like to come over and watch and learn a little bit of party life." I said, "Are you looking for a part-time job?" He said, "No, I have enough part-time jobs. I'm on vacation, and I want to hang out with you and Bill." So,
wow.
Yeah.
It's his vacation. He wants to hang out with us? Thanks, Brant.
So he's coming over at 9 o'clock, and I told him, I said, "We don't know where the conversation will go, so you can bring some of your own stuff, or you can play along with us and take some phone calls and stuff." So this is open phones today, friends. If you'd like to give us a call, you can, 659-3338 or 800-447-4463. Whatever's on your mind, there's a lot going on locally and nationally. I'll see if anybody wants to delve into that. I'm not going to pick that scab.
Gotcha.
But either way, we'll have Brant Fuller, city councilman in Frankfort, coming up here at 9 o'clock, all right?
All right.
1 week from tomorrow is the No Regrets Men's Conference. It's February 1st, 2020 at Faith Family Church at 508 West Green Street in Frankfort. You can check them out at faithroots.org or give them a call at 659-3011 to reserve your tickets. They pipe in high-definition video streaming from a big church, Elmbrook Church in Wisconsin.
Okay.
Of all these men speaking.
Yeah.
And they pipe that into churches all across America, including Faith Family Church. So
okay.
They'll be doing that. It's only $15. It includes lunch and drinks and
it's
stuff.
Just one day, right?
One full day. Okay. It is a full day. It's 9:30 a.m.
Okay.
Till 5 p.m.
I see.
1 week from tomorrow. Keeping it local here real quick, wanted to go through the winners at yesterday's Clinton County Chamber of Commerce dinner. The theme was "The Vision is Clear." Now, you were there carrying this on HoosierLandTV.com.
Yes, I was.
Streaming, so nice job on that, too.
Oh, thank you.
I saw a little bit of that after 1 o'clock. So I wanted to go through real quick. They recognized 16 individuals, businesses, and organizations that have gone above and beyond in 2019. Outgoing board president Tammy Moss spoke about 2019. And then the upcoming board president, Fred Myers, talked about his vision for the upcoming year. So let's see, the 16, I wanted to pull these out here. Sharon Chapin of NHK, the Human Resource of the Year. Rick Stefaniak, Volunteer of the Year. Ken Hartman, of course, Employee of the Year. Ability Services, also known as ASI, Nonprofit of the Year. Amanda Long for Distinction in Teaching for the Community Schools of Frankfort. Dan Hilgadeek, Distinction for Teaching at Clinton Prairie. Mm-hmm. Melinda Howenstein, Distinction for Teaching at Clinton Central. And Kyle Etherington for Distinction of Teaching at Rossville. Those teachers have the hardest last names I've ever tried
they
to get through.
Tricky.
Wow, I hope I got all those right.
I think you did well.
A radio guy once told me, if you call it wrong, call it strong.
Call it strong. Okay, right? Just keep going.
Greg Lloyd, Iron Block Member of the Year, Star City Broadcasting. Who's that?
I don't know. I have no idea what that is.
I've never even heard of them.
No, they weren't there yesterday, so.
Yeah, Star City. Are they? They're from Mars. They've got that radio station out by the stars.
It's yeah.
They're out on Mars.
They're with like Elon Musk or something.
Yeah.
They're going to do some satellite thing in orbit. I don't know.
Yeah, they're on Uranus.
But they're definitely not here, so.
Yeah, they're not here. Don't even know what that is, but they're a new chamber member and weren't even there yesterday. never heard of those guys. I don't know.
Yeah, no shows.
I'll have to Google them.
Yeah, we'll try that.
No shows when you get an award.
They
didn't even send an intern or nothing?
No, there was nobody there. He said Star City Broadcasting got really quiet. So.
Oh, wow.
And then they just moved on. So.
Wow. That's awkward.
It was really weird.
Okay. Swine Health Services, Agribusiness of the Year. I love our agribusinesses.
Oh, yeah.
That is such a cool...
You're in the heartland here.
Yeah,
that is important.
And, you know, a lot of people don't think about agri and business together and what it takes to get it together, and make it work. Because you're working in the trenches, in the fields, but you also got to balance that checkbook, right? So you better have a little business sense.
Yeah, I mean, last week I went out with Melissa and we shot some more of her ag shows with Adam Shanks.
Mm-hmm.
And even though I'm a city kid, I mean, I had an aunt that had a farm and I know a little bit.
Right.
But I was learning so much. And then ultimately what goes through your head when you listen to, and they were talking, this one show is about like chemical storage and what you have to do. And there is so much work and stuff to know in farming. You need to be like a chemist. You need to be an engineer, a mathematician. You get up at 2 in the morning. You go to bed at 10 at night. I mean, farmers out there, thank you.
Yes.
You are... Yeah, amazing.
Yeah.
Good Lord.
No farms, no food, right?
Yes, sir.
Tristan Comagies, Clinton County Chamber of Commerce Board Member of the Year. Philip Saw and Tool, Small Business of the Year. And Encompass Credit Union, community-minded just like you.
Hey, we know them.
For Large Business of the Year.
All right.
Frankfort Times also handed out their Citizen of the Year, which went to... Shan Sheridan.
And that was a big surprise to him.
Yeah, good.
Yeah, it surprised him, too.
Shan works hard for Clinton County.
Yeah.
I appreciate all he does, that's for sure. So it was a good hour and a half of just, you know, recognition and camaraderie.
That's the idea.
And all that. So
it was a fun event.
They do it once a year, and we'll be there.
We'll be there next year.
Right.
When there's live local events, we're there.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
All right. If there's something on your mind, again, 659-3338 is the number to call. Quickly wanted to mention that Sheriff Rich Kelly, last Friday, I think, swore in their newest merit deputy, Ryan Black. Ryan is a 2010 graduate of Harrison High School in Lafayette, West Lafayette.
He's a Raider.
Played baseball at Danville Area Community College and then finished a bachelor's degree at Purdue in 2014. So certainly has his stuff together.
That's right. Sounds like it.
All righty. So we continue to update ClintonCountyDailyNews.com on an hourly basis sometimes. I also saw, Ken brought this to me yesterday, and it was a real nondescript press release. and it was about Ritchie Athletics, a manufacturer of track and field equipment in Frankfort.
Mm-hmm.
They've kind of expanded and relocated to a once vacant building in the Frankfort Industrial Park. So they bought and remodeled this 70,000 square foot facility out there by the airport.
Oh my.
On 28 on the west side. And so they're going to double their space of Ritchie Athletics in Frankfort. That's great news.
I know Ritchie. I know that name. Mm-hmm. I didn't know it was made here.
Yes, yes. Ritchie Athletics, like they make the mats for the track and everything. Yeah, it's like, right?
Wow.
I mean, isn't that amazing? I was amazed when I learned that like a year and a half ago.
Yeah.
I think I was interviewing the mayor and he mentioned him that it's the headquarters. And I said, wait, what? Ritchie Athletics. I mean, it's right here.
It's right here.
Yeah,
wow.
Right here.
In your backyard.
We do have a quick call. John, good morning.
Good morning, man. Nice to hear from y'all again.
Yeah, man. How you been?
I've been fine.
Good.
You guys are my spokesperson for the city of Frankfort. Mm-hmm. That's why I get on every once in a while.
Mm-hmm.
I got a question for you.
Okay.
I was coming down Bunnell Street,
mm-hmm.
right down the corner of Bunnell and Morrison, approximately about 2:30 to 3 o'clock yesterday evening.
Okay.
I had my flashers going on my truck.
Mm-hmm.
When you see flashers on a vehicle, does that mean to get close to them? Or does that mean to back off a little bit because you have a possibility a load to fall off or something to fall off?
Yeah, or maybe somebody's changing a tire or something. Yeah, if I see flashing lights or caution lights, I usually either drive, you know, get far away from them and drive around or stop, you know, or something.
Well, the reason why I'm asking this, young man, on the air is because I cannot get a hold of none of our city officials. They will not return my phone call. I guess I'm a thorn in their side.
Well, what were you trying to get a hold of them for?
I've been trying to get a hold of them for about a couple of weeks, mm-hmm. and now this just took the icing on the cake. I was cruising down that way, doing the speed limit, and I have the deputy, because most people would say, the sheriff was behind me. No, Rich Kelly wasn't behind me.
Mm-hmm.
It was a deputy.
Mm-hmm.
And I had my flashers going, and you couldn't stick a beer can in between me and the cruiser. And I had all my Amherst lights going.
Mm-hmm.
And I got out of the truck to speak with him in reference to it. And I quote, he sped around me and went eastbound on Morrison, not on a call, not on nothing, just non-slot went around me, and I got out to speak with him in reference to him tailgating me with my Amherst going.
Mm-hmm.
So what would you do in that situation, young man?
Well, I don't know. Unless he knew that you were trying to wave him down or flag him down, he was probably just going around, you know, to just go around.
Yeah, because he walked in on me over on Washington Street and stayed on me all the way, and I used my turn light like I was supposed to,
mm-hmm.
turn north, and cross the tracks, and he was still on me. And I thought he was on a call, so, you know, I was going to pull over, but I didn't see no lights, no indication that he was on a run or anything.
So did you want him to pull over and help you, or?
I was just trying to advise him that I have a lawnmower, I had a TV, all scrap was going to somewhere, and mm-hmm. I was trying to warn him that it might potentially fall off mm-hmm. and damage a vehicle and behind me. That's the reason why I had my Amherst going, my flashers going.
And you had it strapped down safely and everything?
Yes.
Okay. Well, I'd just be happy he didn't pull you over or give you a ticket or something. I don't know. You might leave well enough alone, John. I don't know.
I don't know either. That's the reason why I said, well, you guys always been my spokesperson because, you know, I never used profanity on the air. I've always been professional.
You've always been respectful. Absolutely. That's why we take your call.
And so, you know, that's the reason why I use you guys for an outlet.
Well, if I know Rich Kelly, maybe he'll reach out to you today, or maybe he'll be looking for your phone call if you call up there and leave a message for him.
All righty. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Have a great weekend, John. We appreciate that. John drives one of the taxis to here in town.
Oh, okay.
That John.
That's, okay.
You know
yeah,
him?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's all right.
Well, I know sometimes, and I'll try to not spend all morning on it, but there's a thing called, from psychology,
mm-hmm.
it's called perceptual salience. It just means that you can only understand what you see.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of times, like for example, like if you take his or take it like on the interstate mm-hmm. and somebody cuts you off and then goes to a, you know, an exit, okay?
Mm-hmm.
What you think you see, you'll usually then attribute to what he did to something internally. So like that person's an idiot because
right.
he cut me off.
Right.
But because of perceptual salience and you really don't know everything, you mm-hmm. really don't know, it could have been a bad day. That mm-hmm. person just got fired. That person is from out of town. That person's mom just passed away this morning and they're mm-hmm. just not thinking. Okay. But then when it's the when we do it,
mm-hmm.
we do the opposite. So when you make a mistake, we very quickly say, oh, well, it's because, you know, the pavement was wet or the lights weren't on. You don't attribute it to something internal.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
a lot of times when people do, and so it's called.
Even though you may be having the bad day,
yes.
right? Yeah.
So it's called the fundamental attribution error. And when I learned that in psychology, it made me calm down a lot more. Because really, when somebody does something on the road and you think, well, this guy's being a jerk, like, actually, he just ate lunch. He was kind of sleepy. Maybe he's half looking at his phone. Whoops. It's not what you think. You
yeah.
think they're trying to be mean or they're being mean to me. Really, if you got pulled
yeah,
out of the car.
They're not singling you out.
You pull,
right?
pull them out of the car, they'd be like, oh my gosh, no, I'm sorry, man. I was had my mind on, love it. Sorry about that. I wouldn't
yeah.
even.
Yeah.
So you don't really know until you ask. So
perceptual salience.
That's what you can see, and then it's called the fundamental attribution error to say that someone else's things are for internals and not external things.
Thank you, Bill Gann, for using big words this morning on Party Line.
GRE, I can get you ready for
people
it.
People out there Wikipediaing it right now. All right. Hey, we'll take any phone calls, right?
659-3338. People that use smaller words, please.
Did you see that Jim Lehrer died from
I did.
The PBS NewsHour?
I remember that.
Kind of
hey,
sad.
Something that went on last night. Did you hear, did the chili cook-off go well?
I think it went very well. I heard...
Cindy was there?
Yeah, I heard the last hour, most of Cindy's broadcast. So, yeah, she was talking about... I heard her mention one time, if you really like hot chili, they had a couple of those.
Uh-oh.
They had one
that's
of
what
like
Hartman likes.
Jalapeno slicing.
Oh, my.
Stuff. Yeah.
Well, I know that, let's see, the mayor was playing some guitar.
Yeah.
And you
yeah.
took some cables for the mayor's
yes. Mike Downey calls me up at like 10 till 6, and we were wrapping up the remote. I was already home. And he said that the mayor was getting ready to play his gospel music, because he plays guitar and sings some. And something had happened with one of his cords, man. It like a mic cord or a cord plugging into the amp or something. And I said, Mike said, hey, can we help him out with something? And I was in a real hurry. But I ran over here real quick, got in the prize closet, set a few things out. So I hope that the wire he needed.
The show was saved.
Yes, the show went on, and I gave him four options to choose from. So the mayor came over, Mike let him in, he grabbed a wire, and I've yet to hear if it was a success or not. We've got Michael on the 800 line. So Jim Lehrer died. He was born in 1934. Served as anchor of the NewsHour for 36 years. Of course, Lehrer and McNeil founded the program in 75. And you know what prompted PBS NewsHour to come up with this was McNeil and Lehrer's coverage of the Watergate hearings.
Was just, yep.
They thought they were so good together. Let's give them a show.
Let's make a show. Right. Yeah, keep them on.
So he passed away yesterday peacefully in his sleep at his home. And I don't know where that home was, but of course there's a lot of quotes out there from Judy Woodruff, who worked for him
mm-hmm.
with him for years on the PBS NewsHour. And I've got a story I wanted to share for Michael, so we'll go ahead and say good morning, Michael. I'm going to dig up this story real quick for you. How you doing, man?
Oh, I'm doing all right.
Yeah?
I wish Ken was there. I just wanted to wish him a hearty congratulations on winning that award.
Yeah. Yeah. Wasn't that awesome?
I tell you what, I knew he deserved an award like that when he came in on his vacation and worked.
Yeah, exactly.
people forget about things like that sometimes, you know?
They do, but no, he deserved that. I wish he was there. Congratulations, Ken, if you're listening.
I'll be sure and tell him, Michael.
Okay.
Hey, I saw this story this morning and thought of you. I hope you was. I was hoping you was going to call. Ken
is
Jennings.
The Bristol Stop coming back?
No, the Bristol Stop is not coming back, no. Ken Jennings is going to be at DePaul University in Greencastle, Indiana.
Oh, he is?
Yeah. He's going to come February 25th. It's part of the school's Oven Lecture Series. Audience members will try to stump Jennings with trivia questions during a Q&A session.
Mm-hmm. So, well, how about that?
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
I might have to brush up on my Jeopardy and go over there and see if I can't stump him.
You know, every time I watch Jeopardy now,
you think of me, don't
you? I see you on there. I do.
Uh-huh.
I think that's great.
Yeah.
Well,
that's all I had. I just wanted to congratulate Ken. And
All right.
I hope he's listening. He deserved that.
Yes, for sure.
Is this something that's been going on for years? I've never heard of this before.
Yeah, the chamber gives out a handful of awards every year at their annual luncheon.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All righty. I guess nobody at Wilo must have won because you didn't talk about
maybe. Well, I think we probably had the story last year, but yeah, we didn't make quite the big deal.
Yeah, they don't give awards for what we're doing.
Okay, very good. Well, you guys deserve an award, too.
Hey, well,
I won't say for what now.
Thank you.
Have a good
Take
weekend.
Care, fellas.
Thanks, see ya.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Ken Jennings.
Yeah, right?
I think Ken Jennings, I don't know if I told you about this or not, but I think Ken Jennings should be the next host of Jeopardy.
You know what? That idea isn't bad.
He's got a good, I mean, you know, he's a recognizable face.
Mm-hmm.
I like it.
Mm-hmm.
Of those three, the champs that were on there?
Yeah,
like if you had to pick one of those guys,
right.
I'd pick Ken Jennings out of
there. Yeah. I've not watched a whole lot of it. Does he have the personality to pull it off, too?
I think so.
Okay.
Yeah, he's kind of, he could be kind of dry-witted and funny. And
right.
The one guy that, I forget his name, the guy that made like a ton of money that like gambled with, you know,
yeah,
would bet everything all
right,
the time.
Right.
He's a little, I don't think that he has like TV. But Ken Jennings seems
okay.
like, yeah, I think he would be really good at it. People like that.
Maybe the officials will hear you talking about that. They'll be looking for a host sometime. Now, Vanna has been filling in for Pat Sajak on Wheel of Fortune.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Vanna White. And I usually flip over to MASH if mm-hmm. I'm watching TV between 7 and 8. And I saw it the other night, and I thought, oh, I'm going to give Vanna a few minutes and see how she does. And she actually did pretty good.
Yeah.
It was pretty cool,
She's
yeah.
been around a couple of years.
Yeah.
Can handle it.
She knows how the format works. And
Absolutely.
Everything. So I see the 800 line ringing again. Before we take our break, I'll wait and see. I'll let Melissa answer that. I know it's probably Michael again calling back. I'm just going to answer it and hope it's not the bank. Party line, good morning.
Yeah. It's like the Friday frenzy thing.
Yeah.
Can I order the Red Barn, one ticket to the Red Barn on...
You certainly can.
You absolutely can. And could you call back at 9:30, about 30 minutes from now, and we will hook you up, ma'am?
Sure.
Okay.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you. Melissa, that was she wants to buy some Red Barn tickets, okay? So she's going to call. I answered it live on the air. Wow, that could have been terrible.
You never know what that could have been. Wow. That, and see, what Michael just said, well, I noticed Wilo didn't get any awards. There you go. That's why.
All right, we're going to take a break. We'll come back with more Party Line coming up next on Wilo.
This is Party Line.
What's on your mind?